We'll go to the next speaker, Gwyneth Gail Rankin. Okay.
Yes, my name is Gail Rankin, and I was the co-chair of the City Council's Pesticide Advisory Committee back in 2003, and I'm also in Ward 2. I'm a scientist, a botanist by training, and a horticulturist by profession. I'm an educator and a small business owner. I teach the Lawn and Pesticide Dispensers course for Olds College, and this course must be taken by any company selling pesticides. I teach for Lakeland College with a Pesticide Applicators course, and this trains individuals and companies who will become commercial pesticide applicators. I'm also a lab instructor in plant science at the University of Alberta in the Faculty of Agriculture. I hate to admit it, but I've been involved with the distribution of pesticide knowledge and the recommendation of pesticides since 1968, which makes me most likely the oldest person around here. But anyways, first of all, I started out with Alberta Agriculture, then with the City of Edmonton, and now through my own horticulture consulting business. Through these years, I've seen many changes in pesticide usage. On the domestic market, we've gone from being able to access very dangerous chemicals, such as nicotine sulfate, to the present where the ready-to-use products and others are very safe to use. I'm pleased to report that all of the dangerous chemicals have been now removed from the domestic market. In my business, I try to teach my clients integrated pest management and to find non-chemical ways of controlling pests. The problem is that not all pests respond to these controls. I'm also a backyard gardener and own one of the historic homes in the City of Edmonton. I take great pride in the grounds surrounding my house and enjoy all aspects of gardening. I'm against the pesticide ban or restrictions for usage for many reasons, several of which are we have some very potentially devastating insects and diseases of trees on the horizon, and they could wipe out much of our local trees and shrubs. The bronze leaf disease of aspen is just one that is actually already here. I see no need for a ban or restrictions because the pesticides on the market are closely monitored by PMRA, federal government, and provincial governments. I grow a lawn, and I like my lawn. I do not like dandelions in my lawn and find that 2,4-D is the only selective broad-leaved herbicide that will give me good control. I have tried the non-chemical ways and find them to be ineffective, expensive, and time-consuming to use. And unless the entire root is removed, the plant simply grows back and it's much more vigorous when it grows back and harder to kill. The non-selective products on the market don't give a very good kill, and they can damage the surrounding grass, and they are very expensive. I have no qualms about using 2,4-D, as it's an auxin, and auxins are plant hormones, and I stress plant hormones, not animal hormones. Auxins are present in all plants. Two common auxins are indole acetic acid and indole butyric acid, and these are growth regulators. They promote cell elongation and control apical dominance in plants. In the 1940s, it was discovered, as Larry suggested, that by applying auxins in high concentrations, they would act as a herbicide. Since then, 2,4-D has been used. In low concentrations, auxins can be used as rooting hormones, rooting stimulators, and they can also be used to control the setting and thinning of fruit. I might also point out that by eating plants, you are consuming auxins. The prairie parkland environment presents many growing problems for us on the prairies. Hopefully, we've come through the last 10 years of drought with more normal snowpack this winter, but we could be headed for wetter conditions. Still, our climate verges on desert conditions. Chinooks give humans respite in the winter, but are often deadly for our plants. With the new Alberta Weed Control Act, I don't know how the average homeowner is going to control many of the broad-leaved weeds without the help of pesticides. If restrictions are adopted, we will see a city that has many more weeds than it presently has. And I might add that these weeds are on the increase, and some city-owned lands look terrible. Lastly, Albertans are often accused of being rednecks, and I guess I'm one of them on this issue. I ask, why do we have to follow the lead of others? Edmonton is not central Canada. It's not eastern Canada. We do not have the same pest issues that they have. Can't we think for ourselves and come up with a made-in-Edmonton solution? Our objective should be to achieve an ecological balance through the...
Ms. Rankin, I've given you a little bit of extra there. Okay. Thank